Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's the Willie Dog Show. Get tuned to the bat. We gotta lock it up, lock it up. Put your money up, money up. From New York to Miami. All the way to Mississippi, too. Chuck G in the house, baby. Willie Dog on the mic, too. Shouts out to Showtime, baby. Yeah. Introducing Willie Dog.
Yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. The first of the month, first month. At least we first in something. If it ain't first in nothing else, we the first show on for this month, the first of the month. Anyhow, this is going to be a short, quick one. Ain't got much to talk about. Got a little stuff to run over, little things to run over, little things to straighten out, but we'll do it. But in the meantime, you know, we got to always do the right thing. So, Showtime, do what you do best, my brother.
All right, let us all bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come to you today for guidance. Father, we know that sometimes we take family values for granted. Father, we know that a family that prays together stays together. Lord, we know that sometimes we let these race cars and other engagements take priority over our family. But, Lord, we ask that you continue to bless us and keep us whole. Because without your blessing, there will be no me, there will be no us, there will be no creation here on earth. Lord, you have sacrificed. Now it is time for us to sacrifice by being there for our families, like you have been there for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Doggone Showtime. That was kind of strong there. I need you to write that down and send me a copy of that one. I want to keep that one. That one was pretty strong there. I know you want to, you got a couple more things to say later on, but we're going to get the sponsors out of the way before we get the show started. And then I know you might have a couple of words you want to say after that. Is that all right with you, my brother?
Yes, sir. Later on in the show, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, just stand by there. We're going to do it right quick, like, because I know you got to get out of here. Along with these sponsors out the way so we can get this show on rolling, bud. Two ringy dingies.
Copy car, I can help you.
Man, you sound like a doggone hoe out there that just made $1 million. What's up, Ernie Wren?
Well, no, what's happening, big guy?
What's going on today, man? What you got going on over there, all that heat, man? Instead of selling nachos, you ought to be selling some damn umbrellas.
I tell you what, I ought to be damn packed, building me a daggum cool suit. It's been hot outside today. God dang. It's okay. We put some nitrous on G-Body today, so they'll be ready for Thursday.
Okay, yeah. Well, we'd be glad to see you out there. So what else you got going on there in Comfy Car Land now, my brother?
Oh, I tell you what, that 10% off sale we had on everything for last week, and man, that was tremendous. We're gonna do it again. It was so good. Anything that CompuCar has that you need, nitrous kits, bottles, purges, anything, 10% off. You gotta say the dog show.
Hey, boy, you doing it good. I like that.
Well, yeah, I tell you what. Well, we're gonna be the big dogs in the house just like you. And we got a few things coming up next month or so. We're going to really, really put some stuff out there.
Okay, well, Ernie, you know we're going to be looking forward to it because we know you always got the races in mind first, though. So tell them how they can locate you just in case.
Give us a call at 1-800-648-7687. That's 1-800-NITROUS. You can't forget the phone number. If you need nitrous, all you got to do is dial the number, 648-7687. If you want it installed, we can install it for you. Or you can give Mo over at Mo's Speed Shop, probably one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. And if he can't make your car run like hell, I don't know who can. You need to park it or just take it to the chipper if Mo can't make it run.
I don't need you. Okay, Ernie, appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate that. You have a good one. We'll probably see you Thursday since we didn't see you this weekend.
I tell you what, doctor turned me loose yesterday. I'm raring to go now, son. I'll see you Thursday.
All right, God bless you, man, and take care. We love you.
Yes, sir. I love you, man.
All right, that was Unreal over the Comfy Car. Let me go and get my other sponsors on out the way so we can get started here. Don't forget what I told you, that Fulton Machine and Engines. That's Robert and Joe Fulton down in Glenville, Georgia. Yes, well, I'm going to say Joe and Robert now instead of Robert and Joe. Joe and Robert Fulton down in Glenville, Georgia. Give them a call down there at the shop there. Fulton Machine and Engines at 912 654-0330. Guys will help you do anything, hit the ground with you at the track, help you work on your stuff at the track and get it right, just in case anything breaks. You always need somebody like that. That's Fulton Machine and Engines of Glenville, Georgia. Robert or Joe Fulton, or Robert Fulton, 912-654-0330. Go see the fellas. And don't forget about that they still running. They said they're going to run it for 2 more months. That free towing within 25 miles with a repair. That's a free tow with a shop repair if you get your car repaired there. That's Robert or Joe Fulton at Fulton Machine and Engines, 912-654-0330. All right, coming to my man, Mobile Speed Shop. Man, need I even have to mention Mobile Speed Shop. The best compliment a doggone joke can get from a speed shop is from another doggone racer. I was listening to Mario Show last night and they had Tony Hitler right on there. He said, damn. He said, man, I don't know what's going on with that Mo, but Mo got everybody caught down here flying, and he must have stole some shit off a damn Chris Reedy car, because damn it, he must have put it on that damn black car he had, because little Mo went out there. Oh, I'm getting a race report. Shit, but anyway, Mo Speed Shop, y'all, 706-414-6688. Any and every automotive thing that need to be done to a car, he can do it. But God damn, I got to say this here, too. Did you see that black Camaro, Charles Green, Mo Green, there at the shop? I started whoop Mo ass because he didn't enter the Pro Mod race. Man, fast as he was going, he could have entered the Pro Mod race. But if you see what he can do with a doggone steel-bodied back half car, man, back half. What you think he'd do with your car, man? Go see Mo. Mo Speed Shop, y'all. 706-414-6688. All right, Showtime, you still there, baby? I got my little appetizer and my little sponsors on the way, and I think you might want to say a couple of things before you be able to get out of here. What's on your mind, Showtime?
Oh, yeah, man. I'd just like to say to the people that are listening by the phone and also by internet, go over on grudgemania.us and take a look at the flyer. We have an inaugural Grudge Mania shootout that's going to be taking place June the 2nd down there in Albany, and it's presented by Showtime, Bobby Wildchild, and Willie Dawg. So, just go ahead and take a look at the website, take a look at the flyer, and hopefully we'll see you.
All right, Showtime. So you're gonna get your feet all the way wet in this promoting business there. You're gonna put on a good show for the people, I hope.
Oh yes, sir, yes sir. That is the plan, and hopefully we can have a good turnout.
Okay. All right, appreciate it, Showtime. Do you need me to mute your mic? You're gonna be all right.
No, I'll mute it.
Okay. All right. As everybody know, though, everybody was applauding and shouting and everything about what happened this weekend. We'll get into that later. But I listened to a couple of shows yesterday, and I think we done got away from the doggone, the little boys. We getting ahead of ourselves. Everybody talking about the 12th down in doggone Darlington. Going to be a good race, Paulie, but we forgot about what about this weekend. Matter of fact, this Sunday down in doggone Valdosta, Georgia, May the 6th. Down in Valdosta, South Georgia Motor, Ronnie Brown finna do it again. He doing it up big for the bikes down there. They got a big Pro Mod bike race down there. They got a Pro Mod bike ET. They got a Pro ET. They got a 6-0 bike class, including the junior dragsters. But to top it off, they got some big-time grudge racing going on. They got the doggone Camaro Dallas going up against the Sting of Allen, the basic Ford versus Chevy's matchup. Then they got the doggone Florida going up against Georgia. God damn it, Florida, you ought to get tired of getting your damn head beat in. Anyway, they got crew chief and that checkerboard doggone S10 going up against that ugly-ass green truck of the Icy Boys. Man, that ought to be a good one. If you ask me who I pick, I'll pick them up truck. Anyway, they're going to have the state troopers on standby for this one. The state troopers, the state patrol, the feds, and everything else. Big Lou, out of Florida. God damn it. Going up against Boss Tony Bynes again. Big Lou, if Tony Bynes go up into your rectum this time, go see a proctologist or go see a head doctor, because God damn, seems like you ought to get tired of one man beating your ass so much. Don't forget, fellas, I said maybe. Anyway, it's got Big Lou with the big G-body going up against the infamous Boss Tony Bynes and the ruler. Now, damn it, Big Low, listen to me real good, brother. They say I might be race-stopping, but I'm trying to stop you from committing suicide, my brother. If Tony Bynes go up in your ass with the ruler down at Georgia Baptist Sunday, just listen to me now. If he go up in your ass with that ruler, low. Leave him alone, man. Leave him alone, low. They're killing you. Because if you know what the ruler going to do to you, I hate to say it. I ain't trying to say who the fastest, but shit. If the ruler go up in you, what you think the gangster boo going to do to you? Oh, my fault. He already done did it. Anyway, down in Florida, May the 6th, Ronnie Brown, the big one, Big Low out of Florida with Crew Chief, going up against the ruler, Tony Boss Bynes, Prime Time, Cowboy, Jamie, going up against Big Low. If Tony beat him this time, I don't know. Anyway, go down and support Ronnie Brown, one of the good guys in racing, y'all. May the 6th, South Georgia Motor Park, doggone Valdosta. Be in the house, y'all. Big Eat and all you motorcycle guys, big motorcycle race down there, too. That's May the 6th, down in Valdosta. Go down there and check them out. All right. Everybody was getting on there. I heard all the shows yesterday. Everybody patting backs, talking about what a great job Mike Hill did on his show and what Bobby Childs doing on his show. Hell with that. Bobby Childs, if you're on the phone, press the one button. Come tell them what you did your damn self. Bobby Childs, press the one button if you're on the show. Brother, please. I know I seen your number earlier, but I don't know what you're doing now. If Bobby Childs is out there, press the one button. Bobby Childs. Okay, if Bobby Childs ain't on there, well, I'll just tell you about what Bobby Childs supposedly did this week. He supposedly had a little old Dixie Pro Mart run down in Albany, and he went down there and he came in run up. So that means he whooped a lot of ass down there. So he was the number run up though. Oh, hold on, here he is. I didn't see him on there. Let him tell you your damn self. Bobby Childs, how you doing, my brother?
Fine, fine, dog. How you?
Hey, man. Man, ain't nothing to it. I just heard you had a damn pretty decent turnout down there since you a fake-ass racer. I just wanted to see how the fake-ass racer did this week.
Well, the fake-ass racer did all right. Did some things. Had to take some of the things that, like I said yesterday, that you had said. First thing you got to do is make the trip. And that in order to, you know, to get to the finish line first. So I stopped being hard-headed and decided to do what you say and tune the car so I can get the car down the track. But you know what, though, the way I see it, I've never stopped being a fake-ass racer, not on Pro Stock Joe, because I'm always going to be on the watch list or fake list, whatever. But you can call me anything you want to call me, as long as you just don't call me late for lunch. That's all with that. And I don't care them about all that other shit. But anyway, yeah, but, you know, I want to ask a question.
Yes, sir.
Okay, but anyway, we know about May 19th. May 19th, they say all roads lead to Texas. I know some roads
lead
to
Texas. Well, I was
going
to get it there, Bobby. I was going to let you pronounce that. I just want to go and get the weekend wrap up first, and then I'm going to let you promote the show after that, if you don't mind. I just do it in order.
You know, I'm going to tell you what I found out about grudge racing and class racing. Do you know it's hard as hell to be a grudge racer? Do you know
yes,
that?
Sir.
It's hard at all. But the difference between a grudge racer and a class racer, a grudge racer live on the edge. A class racer is more conservative. In other words, they push his car to the limit.
Since you said that, and I did appreciate you standing up, and I appreciate Tracy standing up because y'all sounded pretty good. But on May 19th, all roads lead to where?
Some lead to Texas, but some of them lead to Albany too.
So tell me what's going on down on all roads leading to doggone with Albany then. Tell me about that, Bobby.
We got four Final Fours going on. We got a mystery car. We got the old Jack Short Dog and also Jack Flash. That's one of the Final Fours. The other Final Four is your truly Bobby, Dolomite, Walter Land, and also
Hold on, man. They told me I'd be cutting people off. They said, dog, that's the only problem you got, you cut people off. I heard you say Walter Mann.
Walter Mann.
Hold up now. Did you say Walter Mann and Can't Get Right in the same sentence?
In the same sentence, yeah. Walter Mann and Can't Get Right.
Bobby, you know what I do, Bobby? I pay just to come out and see which one of them motherfuckers can't go down the track. Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
But anyway, we gonna find out what it's all about. So now this gonna really determine who's a fake ass racer. Yeah, so Bobby is not going to be in this fake-ass racer part, but it will be me, Walter Mann, and Dolomite. And I'm going to tell you now, I don't plan on being no fake-ass racer because I'm going to wipe the candle on somebody's ass down there. That's the only thing I got to say. I kind of like them cameras being light. But anyway, then we got in the small side car, we got Bobby Childs Jr., we got Bone Shaker. You know Bone Shaker, don't you?
Yeah, I know that faggot.
We got Bone Shaker. We got Freak Nast and Chili Willie. And then another class, your other folks, Hot Rod Racing. You know Hot Rod. Hot Rod Racing, the Cotton Boys, Slaughter Boys, and your other folks, the Burgess Boys.
Well, Bobby, that sounds like a goddamn it home cook. That sounds like some gumbo, man. That sounds like a good home cook race, man.
Yeah, it's going to be good. And we got that Who's Running. You know, the last time we had 22 cars who did the Who's Running. There's no kind of, like I say, no wheelie balls. You can have 28, 29, any kind of body, big block, small block. Just, hey, hope you brought enough. So we got that. Then we got a bracket race going on also. And y'all know the old Jack's going to be up in the house, and they're going to say they're going to like the meal. So I talked to the mayor, and the mayor, they told me that they're going to let Terry, what they're going to start after the 12th, they're going to start evacuating some of the people around the track so that Terry can light the Missa up. So we already got them moving to a safe location.
Well, look at it, Bobby. Look at it now. You know Pro Stock Joe always make the definition of who a fake-ass racer, right? So I'm going to tell you now. I got to go along with him until you, Bobby. You came on in and did the same thing he put you on the list for. You only talking about you going to kick somebody's ass, and you ain't doing it. That's why he put you on the list, Bobby.
But like you said, you got to get shit right. You know, the reason Joe put me in the frame, I was talking smack, but other words, I put the horse before the cart, okay? Now, I had the cart before the horse, but I had the horse before the cart, but I done some dumb shit, as you know. I done some dumb shit. I went out here messing with something that was already doing pretty good. So now I'm trying to kick the horse and get the horse back in front of the cart so I can take care of some racing. Now, I'm going to tell y'all this now. I'm going to whoop somebody's ass this year.
I'm going to whoop somebody's ass,
but, you know, I reckon if I just go whoop Dolomite and Walter Mann, maybe Pro Stock Joe will leave me alone.
But I tell you what, if you whoop either one of them, I guarantee you I'll make sure Pro Stock Joe leave you alone, because I'll leave you alone too, because we'll be glad just to see y'all motherfuckers raise each other.
What we going for, can't get right, and walk the man, whatever, won't get right, and won't go down the track, and it just got to go down. So I'm, and Baller been wanting me for the last past 10 years, so he's going to get a shot to do that. So, I'm ready. I'm sitting on ready, so I'm making the trip. That's all thing what matter. Hey, I am making the trip.
Okay, and Bobby, that's what I always told you. You make the trip. You goddamn, you win 50% of your races just by making the trip. So if you make the trip, you damn sure got a good chance of winning, brother.
You told me that, and I was hard-headed. You told me, why in the hell did you go mess with that damn car? You was going down the track. You told me that you could beat Pablo, blah, 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 and I ain't going to say no more. But I was hard-headed. I figured I had to have a little bit more to get my folks. And when I done all that dumb, stupid stuff, I start tearing up everything that I thought that couldn't be tore up.
I got you. All right, Bobby, since you advertised your May 19th, let me advertise this. All other roads lead to Texas. Tracy, if you're on the phone, Tracy, Atomic Dog Racing. Anybody from Texas out there that know about Tracy's race, hit the one button, Tracy. I need to talk to Tracy now, because you know we get equal opportunities. And you know, Tracy, I love Tracy. Hold on a minute. Let me get Tracy on here, too. Bobby, your mic's still open. Atomic Dog, take it away, baby.
Hey, what's going on, dog? How's everybody out there?
How you doing, my brother? How you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. Just want to come on and mention, man, all roads lead to Texas. May 19th, man, you know, we got a lot of people locked in. I've been talking to a few people behind the scenes from the East Coast. I plan on coming down here. We're trying to make sure we get them locked in. Like everybody that can make it down here, May the 19th, like we started in the beginning of the year, that we want to have a big show here in Texas and invite a lot of people from the East Coast and states in between to put on a show. To where we can start coming that way, which we've done, and we're going to continue to do it. So all roads into Texas, May the 19th, look like it's shaping up to be one of the biggest grudge races in the state of Texas. Texas is excited about it, and it's going to be a lot action-packed. And I wish the ones who think about coming, come on and come. You're going to have a good time. It's going to be a lot of racing.
All right, Tracy, I wish you good luck on anything you do down there, man, because you're a stand-up guy. And I hope y'all have a successful race down there, and hope everything goes the way you're playing, brother. I hear you're gonna have the G-Body champion in the house there.
Yeah, he's locked in out here, man. He got a tough battle, but just like I say, hey, he stepped up to the plate. We done seen him in tough battles before. In grudge racing, anybody can win. So, you know, hey, he took a big step, man. I wish him well. And they took a challenge that probably a lot of guys wouldn't take. But, hey, I guess standing, you know, Tony and Gangsta Boo and TL and them, they got that car to run it, and they say they feel nobody on 10-5 and on a 29. So, hey, they're going to do what they do, and we're going to try to accommodate them with Texas cars and any other car in Texas, even a small block car. We got some small block cars out here hoping to do something with some other small block cars. So, Boogeyman, if you're out there, I think we talked before, it's guys who want to do something with a small block car. So, y'all come on out.
Okay, Tracy, appreciate it, man. Just hang around now. We ain't going to be on it this long. We got a couple of things I'm going to throw out. If you need to come back in and holler at something, just hit the one button two times and bring yourself on back in. You want to holler at Bobby Childs for a minute before I close your mic?
Yeah, Bobby Childs. Good luck with your race, man. You know, maybe one day we'll work and get all this stuff out where people can make some bigger race and we can make a bigger race with you. But, hey, I want to wish you well with your race you got going on. It is what it is. It's enough room. We fall enough apart. So hopefully everything worked out for both of us, and we both have great shows.
Same to you there, Tommy Dog. And I know you're going to have a good one because I see all them folks out there in Texas. So hope everybody have a safe trip out there and make a safe trip back to track. And like you say, in the future, you know, we already got something in the making. So hope that we can make it all, you know, get together and make it all happen sooner or later. Thank you.
All right.
All right, Tommy Dog, I'm going to mute your mic. If you need to come back in, Tracy, just hit the button twice, okay?
All right.
All right, Bobby, I'm going to leave your mic open. Just leave it on mule or mute or whatever you want to call it. And let me get off to Mike Hill. If Mike Hill's out there, Mike Hill, hit the one button if you're out here, Mike. Anybody who got Mike on the phone, I need to talk to Mike Hill now so I can go and wrap up this weekend shit so I can go and start my little controversy shit I got to start. You know, I always got to keep some shit going just to make it look good. Mike Hill. Shit. Johnny got to go to work. I thought I was going to miss him. Go ahead, Johnny. Cuss out who you want, Johnny. Go ahead.
Hey, dog, what's happening, my brother?
What's going on that dog skin?
Well, you know this old Johnny getting ready to start some more shit again.
Hold on a minute, Johnny. Hold that thought, Johnny. You got to wait. I got Mike here now. Mike, can you hear me, Mike?
Yeah, I hear you, dog.
All right, hold on, Mike. Johnny, you got anything you want to say right quick before I let Mike do his wrap-up for this week?
Hey, go ahead, Mike, and do your thing.
Okay, Mike Hill, how you doing, brother? Just want to...
Good. I just heard my name, dog. I just heard my name called, dog. I was in the shop, but what's going on?
Can you heard your name, I'm telling you to come on here and tell the people about how your doggone race for this week, sir.
Okay. I was in the shop, but yeah, race went well, dog. I mean, we have a nice crowd, man. I want to say thank you again to all the fans and the racers that came out, man, and supported it. You know, like I said, man, it takes all of us to make all these events successful, and you know, you're a big part of helping all of us, you know, make this deal successful. And congratulations, Arena, man. Arena and Tartaro and Stryper and them guys, man. They all hats off to them, man. They badass, you know. You gotta take your ass off to them and give them all their props, you know. Like I said, just the main thing is say thank you to everybody, man. It was a good event, packed house. That's all you can ask for.
All right, Mike. If you notice today, I ain't cut nobody off today. I'm letting you make sure I ain't cut you off. I didn't cut you off, did it?
Nah, I see. You stay quiet this time, though.
Okay, I want to say one more thing, Mike, and I want you to stay on here, and I want everybody out there that's listening to me to listen to him. Mike came on, everybody came on, and everybody was thanking everybody about a good race. Granted, it was a damn outstanding race. Now, we forgot one small thing. We forgot to thank the little guys that got the track ready. Do you realize many people was going down the track at Jackson, didn't have one wreck, and as fast as them people going, didn't have not one wreck this whole weekend down at Jackson. So that means,
you know,
that we're going to send props out to Jason, the track master, for keeping the track on keel, for Scott and all the guys that's running the starting line to make sure anytime something happened to these cars, anything come off of them, they went down there and brushed it off the road, or they took the tractor down there and dragged the track. And Mike, did they have the track ready this weekend, Mike?
Yeah, first of all, no, I think nephew said that to me. Nephew said, man, you know what? He said, I don't think it was a single record that trade. Matter of fact, I don't even know if it was an all down, but man, I'm telling you, though, man, that track was on kill. I mean, it was fast, and everybody knew it, man. I mean, Jason them and Justin them don't play around, which we all know going into that race, you probably had the best track you ever seen over there at Carolina. I believe you had it, though. I know I went my fastest 60s ever over there, and I've been there many days. You know, so it was
just no kill, man. Yeah, also to say another thing, do y'all realize how good those racers had to be? I'm talking about the drivers. Man, the drivers was outstanding. I want to say, not just because Rene won it, but I watched that man. That man is, I used to think Killing Time worked a lot. I seen that man over there putting screws in his ties, doing everything. That man did everything a crackhead might do. And still went out there and drove the hell out of that car and won. That Scott, doggone, that Rene, and Scott and his crew, along with Sniper and Lil Mo, all of them was helping. I don't know what the hell they was doing, but I got to say, they did a hell of a goddamn job. And that damn Rene, he don't mind getting dirty. And then he turned around and get in that car and drive the hell out of it. What you think about that, Mike?
You're right, dog. I seen it many times out of them guys, man. They race, man. They true diehard racers, and that's the bottom line to it, man. They give racing 120% at all times, and I mean that's what it takes to do what they're doing and be successful in it, like they are, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you said that. Now I'm finna bring up another after we done got all our good. Anybody else got anything they want to put out before I finna put Mike on the hot seat for a little bit? But it ain't nothing bad. Anybody got anything they want to say? Press the one button now if you want to say something before I'm finna throw Mike out here on the hot seat for a minute.
Yeah, dog. This Johnny, let me get this in before I go to work.
Go ahead on, Johnny. You talking real fast, that means you must ain't got totally right nuts in your mouth. Go ahead.
Hey, go to hell. Hey, Mike Hill, I wanna congratulate you on having a hell of a show this weekend. You know, I was on the phone with several guys, you know, getting updates and everything, you know. I'm down here in Miami working, so I wasn't able to get to the show. But my thing is, how come the NGRA big players don't support other shows? They only support their shows.
Johnny, we're not finna talk about that, Johnny. We gonna leave that alone. Don't ask that. Mike is not the person to ask that question.
Hey, no. I'm not asking Mike. I'm just making a statement.
Okay, well, and that's a statement for another argument, man. We're not gonna discuss that right now. I'm gonna bring up a little something maybe about that, but right now we don't wanna try to bash nobody's organization.
No, dog, it's not bashing. It's just putting them on the hot seat.
Well, don't put Mike on the hot seat. Mike is a promoter.
No,
ask somebody else. Want to ask somebody else that question?
Really, I want to ask Pro Star Joe.
Well, Pro Star Joe, you know, he already said he wasn't coming on this show, so I can't make him come on the show. And I don't know. Hold on a minute. Let me go to the phone. Maybe somebody else can answer your question. Hold up, Johnny. I'm going to go to the line. Mike, hold on for a minute, because you can hold on to my show since you was on the mother shows for a couple, 3 hours. If you don't, I'm going to tell a secret on your faggot ass. Anyway, 229-1001, what's on your mind?
What's going on, Doc? Cool,
hey, how you doing,
now,
my brother?
Hey, I was just calling in to let you know about the show we're having down there in Albany, Georgia.
Okay, who is this, Cool Water?
Yes.
All right, go ahead on, brother. Stay right quick, Mac, so we can get on, so we can get rolling. But hey, take your time. Go ahead. Say what you got to say, bro.
Cool Water Racing, we got a you about to race down there in Albany, paying $7,000, 28 and 29, $4,500 to the winner. 15 to run up, 500 to 3rd and 4th. And then we got a small block race. It's paying 500. We're going to see who's going to be the small block champ down there.
All right, Cool Water. I hear y'all got it going on, man. I hope you have a successful show down there.
Yeah, we're going to start racing at 5. Get your old man at 2. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it, Cool Water. Man, hope y'all have a successful show down there, brother.
All right.
All righty. Okay, Johnny, stand by. If anybody want to come in, I'm going to let 799-706-7081. What's on your mind? Hello? All right. You don't want to talk? 803-1601. What's on your mind?
Hello? Hey, what's up, Willie Dog? I just want to say, man, I had a great time down there at Mike Hill's show. And, man, y'all need to continue doing that again, man, all the time. So I had a good time. The girls had a good time. And man, I just appreciate y'all. Just keep doing the good things that y'all doing.
All right, brother. I know Mike appreciated it. I know anybody appreciate a good show. That's what we're trying to show y'all. If everybody put on quality shows, now, because we did have a couple of people hollering about, well, they paid, charged $25. Well, I didn't hear about two or three people say that, but goddamn, to be honest with you, it was worth it.
Man, the girls were there. The racing was good. They had fast ET, fast mile an hour. I'll see you Thursday night and holler at you face to face, man. Y'all just keep doing what you're doing, bro.
Right. Mike, you here, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Hey, appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Appreciate it, boss.
All right, 803-7448. What's on your mind? 7448, what's on your mind? 7448, 803. You got something you want to say? All righty. Let me see. I'm going to make sure I get all these callers out here before I get back to Johnny. Johnny asked a question, and it started to try to get me in trouble. Bobby Charles, you still there, Bobby? Bobby Charles, you still there? Bobby be on mute because he's still working. Let me see, because Janet asked a good question, but I don't want to get into this. 212-0885. What's on your mind?
What's up, dog? Ask
hey,
Johnny
up,
why man? Tony Wright don't support NGRA when
y'all got two good questions right there that I could answer both of them, but I was gonna let the fans try to answer them. I wish so. Both of y'all just stand by. So in the meantime, don't nobody really wanna face this controversy, so I reckon I'm gonna have to do it. But anyway, Dolomite will have the DVDs from this week. Dolomite, text me that what you said again. I think he said you get 20% off if you mention Mike Hill Curly Hair. But they $15 for the DVDs this week. See, Stan the Man Dolomite, he got all the action from this weekend. So if you see that. Now, I tell you what then, 212, won't you answer what Janet asked?
Well, I figure like this. They don't go to nobody else's show because I guess nobody else go to their show. So if that, you don't come to their show, and I figure like this, I figure both of them.
Hey, no. I kill it. I think all that in the past, and that was last year. I mean, hell, I've seen several of their members in at my show this weekend, and we were also planning on doing the same for them, April 8th, but it rained, so. I mean, at the end of that, and leave that in, I think that needs to stay where it was last year, you know, because we all passed it and to move forward and trying to help one another right now. So.
Yeah, I think that would be the best to do. Everybody should support each other.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, to be honest with you, Johnny, did that answer your question too, Johnny?
No, it really didn't, but since Mike said leave it alone, I'm going to leave it alone.
Okay. All right, now don't y'all be calling me after the damn show talking about bring it up again now. Once we done killed it, let's go and kill it then. Let's quit bringing it up then.
Well,
anyway.
I mean, you know, if Mike is satisfied with it, then, hey, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
Okay, all right. Also, Dolomite will have his DVDs Thursday. They'll be ready Thursday. And if you tell him you heard it on my show, you get him $15, 20% off, he said. So make sure you see Dolomite. He have all that good action. All them sub 3 second runs, man. It was out of sight. All right. So on that note, I took a page from my rig, Mississippi Joe. Mississippi Joe said he ain't finna get into all this bullshit. I rig my hair getting great too. But anyway, Mike, you there? I got a question. I wanna put you on the hot seat with.
All right.
This for everybody out there. I want you to listen because you can have some input on it. I got my own input, but I'm gonna let y'all do it first. If you don't cover what I think, then I'll put what I wanna put on it. Chris Rennie. And Doug, what's his name, Reister? You said that they was in the finals. I mean, they weren't in the finals, but they raced each other. Now, I didn't want to use that. That ain't what I want to use, Mike. This is what I want to ask you. When Totoro and Rennie went up there last week for the finals in the Nitros against the Blowers, you said both of them had a bad light because they didn't want to get away on the light. Now, if Rennie, if he had been a grudge racer, do you think he might have took a shot at that damn tree? Because he know going up there that he was a tenth slower. What you think about that between a class racer and what a grudge racer was doing? You think Tony Bynes would have went up there and tried to cut the tree down a red light to try to get that advantage off the hole?
Well, I mean, I did say that, but under my own assumption, but come to find out, and I know it to be true, Rennie was late because, and I had to think about it, and somebody else mentioned it. When Tuttle got up there and sounded like he'd be purging the nitrous or whatever he done, keep cleaning that blowout, I've been a witness dog beside one of them blowers. You can't hear shit in a nitrous car or whatever side of it. And that shit would distract the nitrous. It'll distract you in the other lane, and that's exactly what I think happened to Rennie. That blower would distract you. And Tuttle know what he was doing. He crumped that something, wow, you know, just two or three times in the light, and it distracted Rennie. You know, and but I mean, I had that assumption too. I said maybe Rennie tried to be relaxed and not throw the race away on the street. But you know, when I found out that the blower distracted him, I understood that, and it's true because it happened to me too before.
You think that's what it was? Because he already knew and he already knew on paper that he was a tenth slower, right?
So I'm telling you, I mean, he was 500 slower. He won an 86 in Tuttle Road.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're gonna put it on paper, we usually just normally say the blower's probably a tenth faster than the nitrous cars normally.
Well, normally, but at this race it wouldn't. Normally it would. But like I said, if that blower car had went in there and got on the two step before Rennie came in, I don't know who went in first. Rennie can't hear. He can't even tell if he on the two step or not. That's how loud that blower car beat me over there. I mean, I've been there. It's seriously. That's exactly what it is.
Okay, Mike, you still on the hot seat because everybody want to know this. They say you talk all this and shit, but you don't do number class race, and but you specifically say it yourself that you didn't buy your car to grudge. But since I done got everybody else's races out the way come the 12th, you stepping into the doggone grudge racing with two cars, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, but everybody, and that's true. I say it again. I said, stand behind it. I didn't build it. If I was going to build a grudge car, I wouldn't have built the caliber car that I built. That's my taking on it, my opinion on it. But, I mean, everybody want to see me and Mr. Dawes get it on, and they've been excellent. I mean, I don't mind doing it. So, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and try to make that happen on the 12th, you know, and we're going to actually bring the Karma car be with us. That race with the Dragon, we plan on making that happen too. So, I mean, everybody want to see it. So I told Mario, I said, hell, we both going to be in the same place. Why not? Let's go and try to make both races happen.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Johnny, I know you got to go to work. Is there anything else you want to say before you go, Johnny?
No, dog, I'm just listening on my way to work.
Okay, now, Johnny, I don't mind you starting some shit, though. You sure you ain't got anything to say?
Hey, just like I said, you know, Mike could, you know, to drop it, so I'm going to just leave it alone.
Okay, 212, New York, you got anything else you want to say about it?
Yeah, just tell Johnny keep them big ass nuts out of his mouth, and he'd be all right.
Hey, don't worry, Johnny got his own nuts. He's a big boy.
You ain't a big boy though, because you got his nuts in your mouth.
No, you ain't lying. Johnny run this show for himself.
Me and Bill, and all we agreed to do this race, and we also agreed. Like I tell people, I ain't no big gambler, and that's why when I say I'm gonna log in a grudge race, dog, I can't log in a grudge race. Depending on who outside me might bet that part. So I got to lock in the grudge race on what I feel like, what I feel comfortable with bet. And that ain't much, you know what I'm saying? We agree 1-on-5, which that means if don't nobody else come in my pot, I'm covered. I can cover that. So, I mean, but I'm sure it'll get pretty big come the 12th, you know. But, I mean, that's just the way I say it to do it. I ain't going to sit here and bluff like, hey, I got a race for 10 and this and that. That ain't me. I mean, you know, we gonna try to do it and get a fan what they've been asking for.
I got you. I can appreciate that, Mike. 212, you got anything else you want to say? I want to go ahead and mute these mics just so this system won't go down. We ain't not going to be here that long, but is there anything else you want to say before I mute your mic?
No, go ahead, dog. Go ahead, dog.
All right.
I wish him luck on the race.
Okay, appreciate it. All righty. Janet, you got anything else you want to say before you get out of here?
Thank you for calling Nicole Lyons Racing. We will get back with you as soon as possible. If you are calling,
since I was trying to get hold of Nicole, Mike, but you want to tell the fans what Nicole is doing at the track today this week?
Well, she came to race. I mean, Well, my mama called me. I'm gonna have to call her back. But she came to race. I mean, she came to race for Seven to be a part of the show. But I mean, unfortunately, she broke a crate shaft in the burnout box, and that kind of spoiled her weekend. So she went to work. She went to work with the production crew, you know, and they, you know, did their thing out there. So she was hustling, you know, as usual. You know, she went to work with the production crew, trying to make all that stuff happen. And man, from what I seen, everybody enjoyed what they was getting. Man, I'm sure they got a lot more good footage this weekend.
All right, Mike, appreciate it. I know you said your mom just called, so go ahead and holler at your mama. We don't want to.
Nah, it might be something important.
All right, give me a holler back later on. Okay, Mike. Johnny, go ahead, Johnny. Go give me your final words before you get out of here, Johnny. Johnny left. Okay, I got a lot of body challenge. Your mic on the mic over now. You in showtime. I hear that background noise. Anyway. I got a segment I want to address him. I was listening to my man Pro Stock Joe yesterday. Now, he had a pretty decent show yesterday, but Pro Stock Joe made me fall out of bed. I heard him getting on the damn old jacks bad and a motherfucker yesterday. I never in my life thought that'd happen. Does anybody out there know why Pro Stock Joe was on the old jacks so rough yesterday? Man, he blasted their ass worse than I ever did. Anybody out there know why he got on the old jacks ass? Shit, pressing one button and tell me. Let me see. Ain't nobody pressing the one button to tell me, so I reckon don't nobody know. Anyway, old Pro Stock Joe lit in on the old jacks pretty good, though. But I don't know why he did it. I can't say. But anyhow, it is what it is. Mississippi Joe, I saw you come up here. Mississippi Joe, you out there, hit the one button. I need you to holler at Mississippi Joe for a minute. Mississippi Joe. I don't know if he's still out there. He might be in the gym pumping that mind, you know. You know how that boy is. Big old muscles. He getting more muscles in his head than his damn body, so I don't know how that's going. He didn't come back, so I don't see him. Boogeyman, press the one button. I know I saw you out there. I need to ask you something. Boogeyman, press the one button. Boogeyman, I ain't got time to look for you, Boogeyman. So press the one button and come up to the top. 0861 or something. I know you out there, Boogeyman. I got something to ask you, man. I can't keep on going if I can't ask you these questions, Mike. All right, Boogeyman done got scared too. Shit, everybody's scared today. Like I said, on the mother shows, I was listening to them, and nobody want to talk this week. Everybody wanted to be scared and didn't talk. And like I said, I was listening to Pro Stock Joe's show about all them risers you had yesterday, and there was a whole lot of them. There was a whole lot of risers going on, and then that's the truth. But then I got another question. If so many people are doggone on the same team, for instance, Tony Bynes will buy up the whole, if he buy up the whole block, shit, and you can't shop nowhere else, who you going to run, boss? I mean, you know, you got it. You got damn near everybody on in prime time team. So who in the hell prime time gonna run after a while? Anybody out there got an idea about that? Hit the one button too. Tell me something. Tell me what's going on with this and shit. Mississippi Joe, hit the one button then. I want you to press the one button so I can see you. Oh, hold on a minute. I know why I can't see you. My fault, Joe. Press the one button, Joe. I got you. My fault, Joe.
Godfather.
Oh, all right, Mississippi Joe. What's up, bro?
Hey, Godfather. What's happening?
Ain't nothing, man. I was talking so goddamn much, I forgot what I had did. I know why I couldn't get you. I saw you pop up just a while ago. I just wanted to say that. Did you have something you needed to say, my brother?
Well, dog, the dance is still sweet, and the boogie is still slow. The dance is still sweet, but the boogie is still slow.
Is the creek rising?
Oh, no, dog. It's maintained at a level status right now.
Damn, Joe, you know if the creek ain't rising, you must be a bad motherfucker, because hot as it is, something got to be. It ain't no rain coming down, so that creek, it's got to be something going on if it's steady, man.
Well, it's steady, Godfather. You know how I know? I just came from Georgia Track, man. Ain't no bridges flooding out or nothing like that, so everything at a level status.
All right. Okay, Joe, I just want to send a shout out to you. You know, the champ always got to be acknowledged anytime you're around, man. Keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Yeah, I just want to make a little noise, you know. I just got through working out, and I just got through doing chest, so my chest stuck out right now, Godfather. Every now and then, you got to get out of line. It's been so quiet, Godfather. I feel like I need to stir things up a little bit.
Okay, I didn't want to say that. No, I ain't going to say it while you're on the phone, because I ain't going to let you deny it, so... I'm finna go ahead on. You got anything else you want to say before I put your ass out there?
Yeah, Godfather, what happened to all these D-bodies supposed to be coming to knock me off? They don't like my big mouth and say I ain't shit and this and that. Come see me. You might get the back tie if you hurry up.
God damn it, Joe, I told you I didn't want you to kill him. All right, y'all, everybody out there, we got a G-Body special going on this month. Well, this 2 weeks. Come on, Mississippi Joe said he getting any doggone G-Body out there with advance notice, the back tie. Damn!
You know, for all them non-believers that Mississippi Joe ain't shit, and ain't gonna never gonna be shit, but I'm so weighted down with gold around my waist and belt and shoulders, come see me, man. That's all you gotta do is come see me. Make it happen with your bad ass. All
right, Joe.
Now, you heard that from Mississippi Joe. Now, Mississippi, stand up. All
right, Joe, we holler at you, brother.
Yay. All
right, y'all said it. Let me get, I got Boogeyman in. Boogeyman, I'm sorry. I know. Hey, Boogeyman, how you doing, brother?
What's going on, Donald?
And it's been quiet on y'all end down there, man. I need to know when y'all going to come back down there, man. Tony Biden about to, they done ran in the house. I can't even leave my house, man.
Hey, I got some shit coming, man. Right now, we're not really focusing on the big car. We just trying to get these little 23-degree motors up and running. Feeling outside, that's pretty much what they play with right now. Right now, we're not trying to venture out there on the circuit, as I call it, because right now we're trying to build up our home base.
I got you. All right, Boogie, I was just wondering, because, damn it, man, I can't even come out the house, man. They won't let me come out my house, bro.
Well, dog, it ain't going to be long.
Okay.
Last time I told Abby, the motor was paid for about a damn month ago. He said collecting dust. I tell him to keep polishing it off.
Yeah, all right. It ain't gonna... Okay, Boogie, appreciate it, man. We holler at you. I just wanted to holler at you, man. It's been a while since I heard from you. All right, let me get this other caller in and see what's got on his mind. He might have had something to do with this controversial stuff going on. 386-9498, what's on your mind?
What's going on, dog?
What's up, babe? What's up?
It's your boy Jay. I just had a couple questions. Heard around the track when I was out there this weekend. And I don't know if nobody else done answered. We wondered when is that bad bitch of Lil Mo and Charles Green going to go in somebody's ass?
You know what? That's a damn good question. I think it's getting closer and closer. I hope he don't have to go way out to Texas just to do it, because we want to see him stick something in somebody's butt around this way, man. So I don't know.
You know, that's what I heard a lot of people asking the question. I say, well, hell, you know, I've been wondering the same thing.
Yeah, you got a point there. I heard Tony Wright talking a little stuff on another show there, but, you know, that's all he was doing was talking. I don't think he want none of that trouble. And like I said, Nard and the Florida boys, they say they caught down. So I don't know. Lil Mo might be. Him and Gangsta Boo might have to run each other. I don't know. Shit. Shit, I don't know, Jay. But anyway, man, like I said, you'll see. That's all I can say, bro.
All right.
Take care, Jay. Appreciate you calling.
Nope.
All right. As y'all know, this week, night at the House of Hook, we have some big tie action. But that don't, goddamn it, that don't stop the doggone the grudge runners saying that y'all done did it. Y'all still ain't did what the hell y'all supposed to do. Y'all still have not did nothing, you grudge racing big time guys. That stuff at the House Hook last week was professional, per se, class racing stuff. All you jokers out there with these big time cars, y'all still ain't bust a motherfucking grate yet. We had my man Travis Harvey, a Carolina kid down here. He was raising hell. He did pretty decent. He made a decent doggone pass down through there. Got his ass knocked off, though. I lost my money to his... At first, I bet with him and lost to his wife. She took my damn money because she bet he was going to go in the threes, and I bet he wasn't. Then he turned around. I'm finna win the threes. I said, yeah, he finna win this round here. And then I doubled up a bit and lost again. So Carolina kid, Travis Harvey, kiss my ass. Tell your wife I said hello. She took my goddamn money. So goddamn it. Also, just to get some action started now, y'all heard what Mississippi Joe just said. He got a goddamn 2-week special. All you G-body motherfuckers with proper notification got the back motherfucking tie. I just got a text in. He says, and he might not run but one system. Damn. Anyway, back to you big time motherfuckers. I know y'all claiming everybody locking in ain't gonna run on the 12th. Y'all did the same shit in Macon on the 21st. I reckon y'all got another pass. Y'all, if it rain out Darlington on the 12th, somebody must be living a rough life. They better come get that crow foot or some shit. Or that rabbit foot Tony Byrne them got. Or something. Because, goddamn it, we want to see some grudging from these big-time cars. We know Sniper out there ready to run. We hear that old Jack's ready. But goddamn, ain't nobody racing. So anyhow, with that being said, y'all need to get in gear. Johnny was trying to, well, I ain't going to bring that up. So basically, that's all I got to talk about. That's all I got to say today about this stuff. I ain't going to try to bash nobody. I ain't scared of y'all, though. But anyway, anybody got anything they want to discuss with me, anything they want to ask, let me know. And I didn't want to tell nobody, but I wish somebody go on out there and run Mississippi Joe, because we got an inside bet on Mississippi Joe said if he don't get nobody in 2 weeks, he might goddamn get somebody to clear, too. And he said, then if that don't happen by the end of this month, he said if he go out there in Texas and whoop that damn bad nine car, he might steal a goddamn gangster boot, because goddamn he can't nobody beat him. Mike Hill can't beat him. K-9 can't beat him. Money Green, them can't beat him. Shit. Southern Assassins can't beat him. God damn, he got a car that can't be beat. Shit. What the hell you going to do? Hold on a minute. He might want to say this goddamn self. Oh, shit. What the hell champ want? Damn, Mississippi Joe, what you want? You done lift some more weights, man?
Well, yeah, Godfather, man. You know, man, it's lonely up here at the top, bro.
You keep
getting
away shit. They gonna knock your ass off the top. Keep
getting
away shit.
I know I'm a lose, Godfather, but just like I told you, for every time I lose, run a mile and see how much weight you'll lose.
So in other words, Joe, you get rested. You want to race, though.
I want you to run a mile and see how much weight you'll lose.
All right, well, Joe,
I bet you maintain the same weight that you are unless you go on a diet.
But Joe, give me one of your old folks' sayings before you go, Joe. I'm finna get out of here my damn self.
But no, this is what I'm saying, man. This is what I'm saying. I ain't been beating on my chest lately, but all I go to thinking about, I have flashbacks of the old days. How everybody called me a fake racer, this, that, stayed on me so hard, I took it with a smile. And then when you whoop ass, they still want to say you ain't shit and this and that. Now, is that hating or what, dog? I mean, you tell me. You the Godfather.
But I hate to say it, Joe. You jump right to the top. When you start slapping the shit out of somebody, you jump right to the top. So when you slap the shit out of the top, man, I mean, where else is for them to go?
But, dog, so you're saying I took them by storm. Is that what you're really trying to tell me, dog?
I don't know. I call it a tsunami. I don't know about no fucking storm. That was a tsunami.
Well, dog, I just want to say, now, when you do something like that and you still ain't shit, a person got to be hating. They got haterade in their blood. That's all they drink is haterade. If
but
they
Joe,
say you ain't shit, you did that.
Well, Joe, I ain't going to say it's haterade, because I ain't heard nobody really say you wasn't shit. But I do see a lot of motherfuckers that won't run.
Oh, Mike Hill said it. Mike Hill said it. He told me, you ain't shit. You ain't did shit.
Oh,
I didn't tell him he did shit either. I didn't let him say it.
Hold on a minute now. Mike Hill, I know Mike don't want to get to argue with you tonight, but Mike Hill, if you got to come on
the truth. Hey, dog. Hey, Godfather, seriously, though. The truth is the truth. Now, I'm not going to argue. I'm just telling the truth.
Mike Hill, come on the phone. Mike, press the one button, Mike. Mike Hill ain't pressing the one button. I don't know if Mike want to mess with you or not, Joe.
Well, I mean, it's the truth regardless. If he do or don't, it's the truth.
But, I mean, Mike ain't got no G-body car. He just trying to help
well,
the guys on the G-body car.
But, dog, well, Godfather, you listen to me good.
Hold on.
I came out with that boot in December.
Yo, hold on a minute. I got somebody from Atlanta. 6398, go ahead.
Hey, dog, I'm on some other line. I ain't even heard what the hell going on. What's the need?
Mr. Joe said you disrespecting him.
How the hell I disrespect? I don't mention that man's name. What reason do I have to even mention?
All right, Joe, that mic on the phone now, Joe.
If he ain't listening, he need to be paying attention. If he ain't listening, I don't want to keep repeating myself. I said I am the champion. I came out at a quick notice and just took over, shut the East Coast down with the G-Bodies and 29s. And you said, I'm not shit, but I hold all the gold around my waist and got all the belts, but I ain't shit. That's what I said.
That's what you said. So I told Dog that you got to have be drinking Haterade every day to say, I'm not shit.
Hey, Dave. Mike.
I'm not on here to argue. I'm just telling facts.
All right. I don't know the mic just don't want to answer. He just ain't finished. But
one thing about this game I done learned. If you can't back up what you say, you don't need to say it.
All right. Hold on a minute. Mike want me to call him. So because he on the phone, he can't hear right, Joe. So I don't know if you want to answer that.
It don't matter if you call him and put him on four-way. I don't care.
Joe, you sure you was in the gym? Or you sure you ain't been smoking that shit?
Now, man, I'm fired up, dog, because I done had flashbacks of how these haters talked about me so bad before I raised this and that, that and this. And now won't nobody say nothing. Won't nobody move.
But, I mean, Mike ain't got no damn, no G-body car, Joe.
Hey, Doc,
listen to
me good. I never said he had one, but he still made a statement that we wasn't shit,
and
I wasn't shit.
Yeah, Doc.
All right, Mississippi Joe got a problem with you, man. I don't know if y'all
want to
argue on the air.
I ain't
or
got
what?
No
he
problem.
He
wasn't
shit.
I'm bigger than that. I ain't finna be on your show arguing with nobody that I ain't got no reason to argue with him. Me and that man have spoken about what he believes in, what I believe in, so I'm done with it. I ain't got no reason to get on your show and act ignorant. Yeah. Especially when it ain't nothing to talk about.
Hang up, then. You're not
going to
be ignorant. Hang up.
I ain't got to hang up, but I ain't going to sit and be ignorant. You're a non-motherfucking factor to me, so ain't no use of me sitting there being ignorant about it. I ain't got no reason to talk to him. He don't wait. If I need to talk to somebody, I'll see the Tony Pines or somebody that's thinking. What is my name coming out of his mouth for? Man, come on. Why y'all something else talking about today?
Hey, I'm going to tell you something, dog. No.
Wait,
when them motherfuckers come out with anything, G-Body, on stock suspension, any ass click, we going to stick our finger up their ass.
All right. Well, Mike was basically saying, though, he said y'all already had discussed what y'all was going to talk about. So he said he ain't had to discuss
still,
it no more.
But if you talking about racing,
we can sit here and talk about racing. But if y'all trying to discuss some personal issues, I don't have that with nobody. And dog, I ain't going to let no man make me stoop down to no other level with no bullshit on your radio show. I ain't got time for that. And I think I already explained that to you a couple weeks ago. So, I mean, that ain't me. I ain't finna go back into that. What I got to say to a man, I say it to his face. Yeah, you know that.
I do too.
See, what is
so thank you for your little speech.
No problem.
All right.
Why we all just can't get along? Show some love, y'all.
Let me tell you something, Johnny. Just because.
That ain't Johnny. That's Bobby John.
Well, Bobby John, just because you do things your way. That's your business. It ain't nothing personal. But I'm going to do things my way, too. Don't degrade me because I'm not going along with your program.
I'm going along with your program.
Go ahead,
Mike. We're
going to
get out of here. What's up?
It's one question. If I said the man ain't shit, did I say it to him, or did I say it to somebody else? All right, hold on.
You told it to him?
I'm asking the question. Did I say it to him or did I go out like a little bitch and say it to somebody else? One question.
Who you saying this, Joe? Did he tell you wasn't shit to you or did he tell somebody else that?
Nah, he just said he wasn't going to belittle himself and stoop to no...
Well, all right.
Go back and listen to the show, Michael Hill.
Why is my name? I'm trying to figure out why all this negativity is coming out today about nothing.
Because you were brought up in the subject that we were talking about. How you talked about people who get this and that and they champions.
About who?
And get some haterade in your blood. Joe Lewis said haterade in your blood.
Who I'm hating on?
Nobody if you say you ain't.
Oh, okay. Well, I give a man props. I'm gonna give a man props when he's doing something good. I don't take that way from no man.
Man, this goddamn phone finna blow up.
It might.
You done told such a big a lie.
No, have I gave you credit? Have I gave Tony? But I can't give no man that sat out on the starting line the credit for the. I gotta give the driver the credit or the two. I mean,
when you give them props, you
give
me props too.
Exactly. Well, if you take it that way, that's fine. But I mean, I'm gonna give the team props. But from my understanding, you don't spend damn dime.
I'm gonna
stick
my finger up there.
From my understanding, you don't spend damn dime. So I don't see no reason for me to talk to you. Maybe I need to talk to Tony Tran a little more.
Mic on tight while you
landing
tight, man. Your mic on.
Hey, I want to tell my ears to shut the hell up for the simple fact you just said you wasn't no motherfucking arguing.
I ain't
on this
type, but I'm actually laughing right now.
Okay, you just had a hell of a show, and my thing is, bro, leave this alone. I'm trying to tell you where it came from.
They go a hell of a weekend, and all of a sudden, here goes some negative shit. Where'd that come from? Is that how do something negative come out of something that just has so positive? So what do that tell you?
I'm just like you.
What does that say? Hey, Titus, if you had to answer that site, where would you say that come from?
Hey. You and Joe don't
see
it eye to eye on nothing, so guess what?
No, hell, we don't. We never have, be honest.
Exactly. So guess what? If he didn't say nothing when you told him he wasn't shit then, it ain't no need to bring it back up all this time here. It might leave that shit alone, man. That's the only reason I get the one, but right. Leave that shit alone. This show is dead. It ain't much of nothing going on. And your name came up, and you come running to the damn phone like you damn crazy.
Nephew said somebody asked for me. I'm like, what the hell going on?
Mike, tell nephew to stop calling you in this bullshit, man.
Hey, man.
That man wasn't calling you. Tell nephew to stop the bullshit.
Nephew said, don't be blaming him, Ty.
I got to call it like it is. Stop calling. That's just like me calling Stan to talk to somebody on this show or something. Somebody
tight,
cool.
I got one question for you. Everybody has enjoyable weekend, right? Everything positive, no complaints. So what did the show start off about? What was positive about the weekend? So where did the negative come from?
I just told you Joe don't fucking like you, and now you know what type man though.
And then you know I don't give a fuck, and I don't like him either,
right.
And I done told him that. So
what?
Fuck like.
Okay,
you
so guess
give
what?
A fuck about you. So what the fuck?
Well,
you
My thing is.
I beat you to the punch
on that a month ago, and here it is, my name.
Hey, y'all, hold on. Somebody trying to get in real bad, y'all.
Hey, dog, I got to get in here. I'm working on this goddamn car. Man, I ain't got time to sit on the entertainment. But I come on your show at any time, but I ain't got time for no niggas.
Okay, hold on a minute. 803-7448, what you want? I see you coming in and out. What's up?
Win it down, what's up, man?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, dog.
Yes.
You started this shit, man.
No, I didn't. No, there was no bullshit. I didn't
do
it. Did,
man. You know this shit was going to jump off. You know this shit about to jump off. You went to try that, Mike. Mike will mind his own goddamn business. Now, you know some shit about to jump off.
Okay, before you start running your goddamn mouth about something you don't know, Mike told me to call him back on the number where he could hear it now. So if you don't know what the hell you're talking about,
shit. To the shit. What I'm saying is you shouldn't even call Mike back.
If Mike told me to call him, if Mr. Joe wanted to say something to him and Mike wanted to hear, then I do supposed to call him back if he asked me to call him.
But what I'm saying, you could avoid all this shit. You could have been the peacemaker behind this shit, man. You could avoid this, man.
Well,
now you I'm just going to tell you, this is $3.
Anything else you got to say?
Well, yeah, since we're on the road, now, Mississippi Joe done made his point clear. Now, but y'all need to keep this personal shit down to a whole nother level now. You know what I'm saying? Mississippi Joe and Mike want to goddamn go back and forth. They need to get off the air and do this shit now.
I ain't trying to go back on the air or off the air. I've been done with it. Hell, I done understood that we don't see eye to eye. So I'm done with it. I don't know. That's why I'm trying to figure out why my name ain't come up.
Tight
man, say, motherfucker, don't
like your ass shit. All right, okay, then.
Then we done heard that. Let me see what these other callers want. Then if y'all want to still, Mike, I don't really told you to hold on. Maybe they had something to ask you. That's the only reason I asked you this. Hold on. I ain't no problem. 252-584-6. 252-584-6. What's up? Hey, dog, when you was driving Gangsta Boo and y'all was down there at House of Hook trying to get it straightened out, I thought you said it was Mike
Hill
that told you all what to do to the car to get the bitch straightened out.
Now your head's on the hot seat, ain't it? Now your ass on the get out of there with you big talking mother.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike was the one that got the car straight.
Hey, won't y'all shut the fuck up if you want who on the hot seat? Talking about me?
Yeah, answer the question, dog.
I ain't never on the motherfucking hot seat, motherfucker. For all y'all out there bullshitting and laughing. I ain't gonna never be on no fucking hot seat. Now what's the fucking question? What's the question again? You said now I told you that?
No, you said it on the air. When they took you out the car, you said, the truth be known, Mike was the one that told y'all what to do to get the bitch straightened out. You said you was out there about to turn the damn tree down because you couldn't get it straight. Mike came over there and told y'all what to do to the car.
Hold on a minute. You keep saying I said it. When did I say that on the air? When did I say that?
Hey, dog. Hey, dog.
You out the car and put Tony in the car.
No.
Hey, dog. Hey. Dog. But we also, I respect. Out of respect for a little more, I explained that same thing when that subject came before. I said, I did exactly what I thought and Lil Mo have done for me if we are the same situation. I mean, just every type tuner try to help one another if they see somebody having an issue. Everybody don't know everything. Bottom line.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
Get back to the question that the caller asked, though. When did I say that Mike came over there and told what to do with the car? When did I say it? That's all I want to know.
You said it on the show, dog.
Oh, you
said
it on the show. Lie. I ain't never said it on the fucking show.
You
lied.
No.
Even if Mike did that, I wouldn't have said it on no show. So you ain't heard me say that.
Yes, you did, dog. You said it that night when you announced that they had took you out of the Gangsta Boo. You was no longer the driver, and you said, with truth be known, Mike Hill was the one that told y'all what to do, and Mike came out and said the same thing he just did, what he know Lil Mo did.
Damn sure did, Carl.
You said it, dog. Yes, you did, too. You said, the truth be known, Mike was the one that told y'all what to do to the damn car straightened up. I mean, the only reason I said it was because, you know, he's saying that Mike was hating on him. If Mike hating on him, why the hell he helped him get his car straightened out? But you said it, dog. You damn sure said it.
Okay, if you go back and find out any show I said that on, I'm going to give you $1,000 and anybody else that can find it.
Well, I don't know how to find a show, but you
damn
sure
said it. All you
got to
do is go back on my site and look at every episode I ever said.
Hey, caller. Yeah.
Robinson, he said it.
Easy E said it, and Dog say, well, you know, I ain't want to say that, but yeah, you told the truth.
Hold on, that's what I'm talking about. See, can't nobody tell me something I didn't say. I ain't never said that on a radio show that Mike came on and helped us trade the car. I ain't never said it. Never.
All right, okay, I get it. You
ain't well,
even
said it,
goddamn
it.
Well, okay, okay, that's my point is, you motherfuckers lying on me. Don't try to make a lie to me.
I'm gonna let you talk as long as you want
to say what you want. Just don't fucking lie on me, though.
I apologize, dog. I didn't mean to lie on you. I apologize.
You ain't got to apologize. You don't have to apologize. See, that's what I... You don't have to apologize because that's what you thought. That's how all these misconstructions and all this shit get on when people think the wrong shit. Now, if Mike came over and helped, I ain't going to say it because, like Mike just said, Lil Mo was the tune on the car, and even if I thought that, I wouldn't have came on the fucking ad and said it.
Well, like he said, he said that you agreed to it. I apologize if I told a lie on you.
Ain't no problem. They've been lying on me for the last... Now, who cares?
Shit, 6 to 7 a year.
And Tyke Man thought he had me too, but y'all can't get me. I know what I said. That's one thing about me. That's one thing about telling a lie and telling the truth. If you tell a lie, you got to remember what you said to cover that lie. If I ain't never said it, I ain't got to worry about it. And if anybody can go find on any show, I don't care what show they on, they say that I said that, I give you $1,000
cash. I was the first one to come back and damn remember exactly what happened. Now, I ain't know what damn show, but okay, yeah, I thought I had your ass. Yes, I did.
Ain't nothing wrong with that type, man. That's what I'm here for. I can be straight, too. I'm not.
Hey, dog.
I'm not too straight.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
Man, you had my mic closed. I've been trying to get on for the longest.
Well, then, how high had your mic closed when you're talking now? I ain't open your mic. So how was I had it closed?
Oh, okay. Hey, what did that? I want to reply to the fella that just got off the phone. He just said something about if he helped us with the car, why Mike don't like me?
What he's saying is, he said Mike would have never said nothing to try to get the car to go straight if he was hating on you. That's what he said.
Okay,
see, that's the same thing I go through with Tony. Everybody
want
to change everything that they don't agree to hate.
Right,
ain't no damn
right.
Hate out there.
Is the fella still on the phone?
Who is?
Is the fella who said that still on the phone?
Yeah, he's still on there. Go ahead. Y'all, I ain't closing no mic.
Hello?
252-5846, go ahead.
I'm here.
Hey, now, what did you just say? I just want to make sure I understood you good before I speak on this. Now, what was your last remark about if he liked it or me, he tried to help us with the car or whatever?
No, I said if he was hating on you, why would he help you with the car?
Okay. Do you really want to know? You want to know the truth, nothing but the truth?
I mean, I don't know.
Come on, goddamn it. All right, well, y'all tune in Friday at 8 o'clock. Good evening. Y'all have a good night.
But that was fucked up, Joe. Anyway, Joe don't want to tell it. Okay, no problem. I ain't closed nobody's mic. Hold on, we finna get everybody in. I don't mind being put on the hot seat. Mike, here, you still out there? You gone. I know you had to go.
No, I'm still on, though. I have my phone on mute on the show.
Yeah, we finna get out of here in a minute. I understand that. 516-5625, what's up?
What's up, sweetie dog? What's going on good, baby?
Oh, shit. Go ahead, nigga.
Tight Man, Joe, Mario, Mike Hill, anybody else who listen. Look, man, this is supposed to be my grudge racing, okay? Mike Hill's a good guy. Mississippi Joe's a good guy. If there's anything negative to be said, it shouldn't be said. Mike Hill and Mississippi Joe and the racing world is on two completely different levels. Two completely, completely different levels. And so y'all just need to leave all this other crap alone. It shouldn't even be said. They need to just hug, kiss on the cheek, and make up, and everything will be all right. We can all just get along. Tight Man, can't we all just get along?
That's Nathan Willie, man.
Nigga Willie, you can't be talking about. Nigga Willie, you can't be talking about two men hugging and getting along with your name called Nick and Willie.
And my partner, EZ, tried to put me on the bush when I started. I always let a man say what he got to say. Eric, I'm gonna bust you in the fucking face as soon as I see you.
Okay.
Hey dog. That one thing I respect and love about Eric. He gonna be straight down the middle and straightforward.
That's
That's right, because he dealing with me. That's the only way he motherfucker better be, but he lied. But you know, he don't know you told me to call you back, Mike, because you couldn't hear. See, he think I'm the one started that shit. I didn't start
no, that. No, I do know you told. I don't really got that. Follow up there, I don't lie. What I'm saying to you is that I don't know. You ain't got to be no genius to figure this shit out. Something finna pop out. I mean,
I can't predict nobody what they finna do. If Mike handle it, Mike hears first hand
okay,
himself,
Mike ain't on
and
the
don't
phone,
let nobody else
call
it.
Mike had already been on the phone.
Yeah, but Mike had to get off because he had to call his mother. Then he got on the phone and said he
on. I heard all that, but what I'm saying is, for some drama, any other thing like the man like Nicky Willis said, like somebody want to talk about racing and locking in a race or something like that, they're about to show. Okay, I would have called Mike. But now, for something to get off some negative or something like that, I probably would have let that ride. You know what I'm saying? But I understand your part by you being the host and you supposed to be straight down the middle. I see why you did what you did, but maybe you shouldn't this time. That's all.
I got you. I understand, but I'm still going to bush in your fucking face when I see you. Hold on a minute. Don't go nowhere yet, Mike, because I got one more for you. 404-6398. Mike's old phone. What's up? All right, they don't want to say nothing, so I'm going to mute their mic out. Oh, hold on a minute.
That's Mac. Yeah, that's Mac.
Hey, dog.
Hold on a minute. Let me get it. 6398.
Yeah, dog, what's up?
That's nephew, man.
Hey, dog,
I had a good time with
you
this weekend, dog.
Huh?
I had a good time with you this weekend, dog. That's what I wanted to tell you.
Shut up, one at a time. Say what, nephew?
I said I had a good time with you this weekend.
Yeah, but look here, let me tell a quick story right quick so Mike can get off. Everybody know how Tyke Man went out there and got drunk, and everybody know he was drinking. So then they told him Tyke Man got slick. He said, I'm going to get me a white cup, and y'all ain't going to know I'm drinking. So Tyke Man got slicker this week. Between him and Tim Boot, Tyke Man had a goddamn water bottle. You know water, like you come in water. Had it full up with fucking liquor, man. And it got so goddamn hot in his pocket, he was sweating and shit. And he was drinking that shit, and he was tasting plastic and bottle all together. And I wonder how come he was drinking water and was getting so fucked up. So Tyke Man got slick this week. He put his liquor in a goddamn water bottle. Now, you want to tell him about that, Tyke Man, right quick before we get out of here?
Dog, don't be telling the secrets, man. You know, they looking for a white cup. You know I'm a functioning alcoholic, damn it, when I ain't working.
Hey, dog, if we don't mind all that, then Prince wanted to come on and tell about his Memorial Weekend show.
You talking about William Brown?
Yeah.
Well, I can't make him come on. William Brown, Prince the one, but if you want to come on and talk about it. Hold on a minute. 561-7874.
Willie, dog, where you at?
That's your G.
Yeah, hey. Just tell Tyke Man I got blue cup for him. Don't worry about it. No, I bring my own cup. I don't drink out of nobody else's damn cup.
I'm
going to
give you a
blue
cup.
I'm enough to know. I'm going to bring you a water bottle, a 1 gallon water bottle with some moonshine in it. Hey, Chuck G. Help the damn bad dog. Did I need any help when I was at the
No, man, but goddamn, Tyke Man, you and Tim Boot, y'all talk straight for about 3 hours in a row.
No, we did, dog. You're telling a lie now. I was messing with Shorty. I beat him out of his shoes.
I know, but you go there with Tim Boot first.
When you're begging, and you filling a man cup up, he may say the wrong thing, and you may get what you're asking for. So, you know, I was trying to do what I do.
Did you get your $100, though?
No. So, we're just going to have to do that, and he owed me $1,000. You heard him when he said it.
I heard the login. Okay. 631-2298. What's up? That sounds like a Mississippi call.
Nah, what up, dog? Is Mississippi Joe still online?
Mississippi Joe just fell off.
Oh, shit. All right, well, I want to relay a message to him. Hopefully he's still listening. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, the message to Mississippi Joe is, And this is I'm only the messenger now, so don't shoot the messenger, all right? I'm a total neutral party. I ain't betting a dollar. This is back to racing. This ain't knowing that personal shit. Now,
the message is this.
Of course it is. Now, the message to Mississippi Joe is, after my big brother fucked dog up, this is the message now. I'm only relaying the message. He said after he fucked dog up, he don't want Mississippi Joe to start moonwalking. He want him to stay that gangster that he is on his radio today, talking about he going to give out the back tie and all that. He said he just want him to stay the same gangster that he is. Just
be a
Mississippi gangster. Oh, well, my big brother. My
big
brother said he coming to fuck the whole G-Body world up.
Who is your big brother?
Cold Killer.
Man, see that we ought to shut your mic off for calling Cold Killer non-racing ass name on this motherfucker. Cold Killer ain't gonna fucking
mute
this
damn mic, dog.
Cold Killer,
all right. Listen now. You know you the one who told Cold Killer don't talk about racing until he got a call to race. So
man,
that's why he
ain't
listening.
Cold Killer ain't gonna bust a motherfucking grape if he had a sledgehammer and an elephant was standing on top of his motherfucking head.
Hey, dog, we do like you said now. You said don't talk till we got a call to race now. Now you hear some talking, so we ain't talking for nothing now.
Hey,
that's
just it. Race, you talking. Tell that bitch to lock up and get on the track.
All right, well, you first, dog.
I'm ready now. You want to do it tomorrow?
It'll be ready about 2 weeks for you.
Oh, shit, then 2 weeks when you're going to come on here, and then it's going to be another fucking 2 weeks.
Hey, no, dog. Maybe somewhere after that 19th race. Somewhere after that, it'll be ready for your ass, dog. That was that. Now, listen now, dog. Don't come at me now. I'm only the messenger. And you know,
I ain't saying that, but next time.
So I'm neutral party here.
You can't be neutral. You're still talking. Cold Killer ain't going to bust a grape. I call him a goddamn self. How come he's too fucking big to pick up his own fucking phone?
Hey, dog. I mean, not you. Not you, because I think Cole Kill just want to run you for the hell of it just because you dog, and he don't care if you bet $50. But I put up a deposit for Cole Kill on any other G-Body coming out, and I put that $1,000 up today.
Okay, lock that up right now, then. Lock that up right now.
Don't say no stupid things. Like,
oh, okay, well, I'm just trying to say, motherfucker, I don't want to run you in my car running. He got the back out there tonight if you bring that bitch out here. He got the back motherfucking
yeah, dude. I knew you were going for this.
God damn it. All y'all sucking on Cold Killer nuts. I was going to say it's dick, but since it's both of y'all, y'all can't suck with one dick.
Well, we just down with him, dog. I mean, you know, I'm down with you, too. And I know y'all raising more like a fundraiser, but I mean, you know, just
now,
because
I'm down with Cold Killer, too, but I just damn if I'm down with him talking about he going to raise and ain't going to raise a motherfucking body. That bitch ain't going to raise.
I can guarantee you be different, though. Ain't gonna be like that.
I bet you I'm gonna beat the brakes off that bitch ass.
And how can it not be when the man willing to put up deposits already and car ain't even done? So you ain't say he ain't gonna come racing though.
Well, you heard what our certified just said. He said when he get ready. Okay, when he get ready, then let me know. You ain't had to come on telling me you getting ready because you've been telling me that for 6 months.
He just wanted to tell Mississippi Joe to stay gangster. That's all. That was the real message. Just stay gangster. Don't start moonwalking later. Stay gangster.
I tell you what I'm going to do. If he run Mississippi Joe and beat that gangster boo, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to be one of his flunkies. I'm going to be one of his. Every time he got a shit, I'm going to have the toilet paper there to wipe his ass with.
I'll go get you a couple rolls of.
Nope, I'm going to get some Charmin, I'm going to get a whole, I'm going to go down to the dollar store and get a whole of them 15 square packs. Anyway, guys, we finna get out of here, man. What else you got to say, man? I done got Easy Eater jumped on me. I done got everybody jumped on me. They tried to make it, they told me I told a lie. Y'all can't get me, man. I told y'all. Y'all motherfuckers can't get me.
Whatever kind of toilet paper y'all buy, don't buy no Dixie's.
Huh?
Whatever kind of toilet paper y'all going to buy, just don't buy no Dixie.
We're gonna just pick up a couple Sunday papers for dogs. Something to scratch his ass.
Oh, Mike, you talking mighty big to me though. Was Mississippi Joe talking shit to you? You scared?
No, I didn't even talk to me. I don't have no reason to talk to that man. But I mean, what for what? Ain't you a racist?
Hold on a minute. I got one more call. We need to get out of here, man. I keep trying to get out of here. 757-775.
What's up, dog? This is William Brown. How you doing?
Hey, William Brown, you know damn well better to have all that background noise, but go ahead on, brother, since I like you, I'm going to let you go because you're an honest man.
You got
hold on, I got an earpiece. I turned the earpiece off.
Hold on, Boogeyman. I see you, Boogeyman. I'm going to get you in a minute. It was William Brown. Get his earpiece out.
Oh. Is that better, dog?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell what you got to say, William Brown. We finna get out of here. Go ahead.
My Memorial Day race, May 26th. The flyers are being printed up right now. I know I'm a little late, but we're going to have a 10-5 deal, no chassis, no full chassis cars, no W ties, paying $2,000, $50 entry fee. Going to have a gambler's race, 100% payback, $40 entry fee. And me and my dad, we're going to put in another 1,000 on top of the pot, as long as we got 25 cars or more for the gambler's race. We're going to have like a little bouncy, the little bouncy gym for the kids, face painting, DJ, pig picking. We got 3 pigs we're going to put out there, and heat tour's all gone. We're just going to have a good time, and hopefully y'all can come and enjoy yourself and come down there and have a good time and do some racing.
Okay, where that's going to be at, William Brown?
That's at Outer Banks.
Okay, what day is it going to be?
For May the 26th.
Is that the Memorial Day weekend?
Yes, sir.
All right, brother, good luck to you, and, I hope much success for your event there, brother.
Yeah, hey, look, and something else. I was listening at Joe's show last week. I got cut off. Goddamn Larry, Purple Rain. Now they want to talk shit. Now that he done so-called got another car, whatever like that. But last year when I tried to lock him and rock in, we locked in, and then they talking about the damn rear end leaking. But now they out here talking shit, so... I mean, if you're ready to lock in, we'll lock it in and we'll bring the shit down. We'll bring my car down there and whip his ass.
I tried to tell you, you was being a good guy. Wouldn't take that punk out with him. Don't get mad now because they done screwed you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I ain't talking no shit. I told him whenever he get his car ready, we'll get back together, but they up there talking shit. So,
okay, you probably going to have to get him on Wild Man Show or a Pro Stock Show because... No, they don't like to come on my show because they can't rule me, so they don't come on my show that much. They be listening, but they won't punch in because they know I ain't gonna let them manhandle me.
Oh well, if they listening, hey man, Pro Star Joe, y'all talk shit now, but I'm gonna make y'all motherfuckers apologize on the air in person.
I hear you. That's what I'm talking about. You probably can call on Joe's show on a Thursday, and you can get hold to him because they won't come on here because they know damn it they can't rule this damn show like they do the other ones. So that's why they don't punch in on here. But anyway, it's all good. I love all y'all anyway. But William Brown, you got anything else? I got to get Boogeyman on here right quick.
No, good show, man. I'm just listening. I'm at work. So go ahead on.
Okay.
Not too good.
All right, William Brown. Appreciate it, brother.
William Brown, y'all got pigs up there?
Yeah, we're going to have 3 pigs. We're going to be cooking 3 pigs. You eat all you can until it's all gone.
Enjoy the pig's ass.
You can have a pig's ass. I ain't eating the pig's ass.
Well, I thought if you're cooking it, it's still pig. Ain't pig ass still pig?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
All right, William Brown, we appreciate it, man. Always a pleasure hearing from you, man.
All right, y'all fellas be good.
All right, go ahead, Boogeyman.
Yeah, I just want to pass the word to the Blood Raising World that Jeff Williamson just passed today.
Oh, man,
well,
no shit, man.
Yeah, got the word.
Oh, man, okay, if y'all don't mind, we'll have a moment of silence for Jeff Williamson. He used to be Boogeyman. Tell him who he was and everything, Boogeyman.
Well, he helped out with a lot of the cars. He was my tutor before I went to Chris. He helped the guys out of North Carolina. Jeff just been a stand-up guy, but I guess God got better things for him.
All right. On that note, everybody that's on the phone, that your mic is open, mute your mic. We're going to have a moment of silence for Mr. Jeff Williamson. One of a good guy. He used to build motors and used to deal with, like I said, deal with Boogeyman and everything. But we're going to take a moment of silence for Mr. Jeff Williamson, please. All right, thank y'all for that. All right, Boogeyman, sorry to hear that, man. Boogeyman, you there?
Yeah, we good, cuz. I appreciate
all right,
that.
Appreciate it, man, and sorry to hear about that, man. Tell us, and if you talk to his family, tell him, Godspeed to his family, man.
I do that.
All right, appreciate it. All right, we got one more call. We're going to get out of here, y'all. 941-2769. What's on your mind?
Everything is on my mind.
Oh, shit. I know it was you, Baller. Go ahead on, Baller. I know it's going to be some shit now.
I'm looking for Dolomite and Bobby Wildchild.
Bobby on the line.
I'm planning on coming in to Val Dawson this weekend, and I'm going to give my opportunity to get them a victory.
Bobby on the line.
Well, Dolomite, I got some engagement on that day, but I understand from your word you will be in Albany on the 19th. Is that correct?
That's correct. But I want to whoop you two times because you've been running from me for 5 years. Anytime you want to spank him, you got to let him know that you can spank him again.
Well, we can slap about 2 or 3 times down there.
Oh, my God. Hey, oh, my God.
I got engagement, man. You talking about members. I got engagement for that big show.
I don't care what I beat on.
I'm trying to get your other girlfriend on the phone, Bobby.
Get your partner to learn how to read.
Well, hey, you're gonna be
in
Albany, so we
can come to the door. I'm unavailable at this time. Please leave me.
Hey, I was trying to get your other girlfriend, but evidently you must have heard you was coming on and got scared about it.
I'm planning on coming down. I want to whoop on me some girls. You know, it's all about, you know, I had a kind of lost the spirit, but now I got the spirit back, and I just need to beat on somebody.
I'm gonna make
Father,
they
say you're going to be in the last man standing. You got a car faster than being the last man standing?
On the 19th?
Well, I heard somebody talking about you was going to be in the last man standing on the Final Four or some shit.
Yeah, but see, that's just to let them know how bad I am. I just want to whoop them on
them,
but I'll be, you know what I'm saying?
Well, Bobby, remember last week, somebody just put on the internet, but they saw you flying around like that bullet, and then they cut your wings off. You see, you got your wings back on?
I got my wings on, and I told them I got my wings on, and I got them, and what makes it so bad is the way they fix now, they can't be cut.
But Baller, you can get hit by a car. And you see, remember I told you, when a bus will fly over the road, you get hit by a car. So your ass going to get hit by a car. Your ass going to be laying side of the road. And something else going to eat your ass.
You know what you're
about to do? And it's going to be a wild haul. Wild haul, Bobby Chai. When your ass get hit by the car.
I eat wild haul. I take them and I bog them and eat them. See, Bobby, I'm going to use you. Let me bring something to you, Bobby. I'm going to use you, Dolomite, and Walter Man, because I seem like the other little that can't talk, so let me alone. So I'm going to use you, Dolomite, Walter Man, and Stepping Stone to step on the supposed to be. You hear what I say? Supposed to be the baddest match ass in the country. I am the baddest match ass in the country.
Well, I don't know about the baddest back hair, but I know you're going to get your bad ass whooped. Only 19,
you
know, that's all
you've been calling me a
girl and all that, and don't start my fake ass race and one race. And Dawg said he about to say I'm a fake ass racer, but I done told you. I done learned how to light them candles. And I'm going to light them candles on your ass, boy. That's the only thing I got to say. Dawg, I don't like my boy. I'm trying to light them candles right now.
Don't talk me to death. Beat me to death.
I'll take it out too, partner. That's all. We going to do it.
So let me go, since I'm about to engage you too. I'm about to engage you 3 weeks from the night. I don't even
want to
talk to you.
Okay, let me talk to you. We can start it off. Straight out the damn trailer. Straight out the damn trailer. Now I'm going to go around the damn place. Straight out the trailer. You bet. You
bet.
Now, how about that?
We can do that straight out the trailer.
Thank you. We'll do it.
You know Bobby come in. Hey, you know Bobby come in 2 days early and make his shirt down and go back on the trailer now.
I'm gonna be there looking at
you. Hey, one thing about you, say straight out of the trailer. You didn't say I would go to your ass straight out of the trailer, Bobby. And that motherfucker ain't been crunked up since February 21st.
Yo Nova.
My Nova have not been on the racetrack. I've been spotted since February 20th.
Hey, Bob, we can start that shit on Friday night. We ain't got to wait to say the shit. That's the way I feel about your head.
I won't be there Sunday. I won't be there the Sunday. Saturday, late Saturday, because I got to, because we working on something else. But let me get you out of the way. I will see you Saturday. Yes, I will see you May the 19th. Anybody else? Anybody besides Baldy.
Now, I heard you say, when you and Lil Mo going to get in, I heard you say the fastest back half in the world. When you and Lil Mo going to get into it?
I would get to Lil Mo probably. I would be on Lil Mo's ass sometime in August. It's guaranteed you I will go to Lil Mo's ass in August.
Okay. All right. Hey, Big Low, I need to... Before I get out of here, I want to talk to Big Low. If you're on the phone, anybody from Big Low Camp, press the one button. Big Low Camp, press the one button. If you don't, I got to call Big Low. I got some. All right, Baldy, you got anything else, Baldy? We finna get out of here, Baldy. I done said that 100 times.
Hey, tell Dolomite he can run, he can hide. He jumped off that tip and tried to swim his ass back in on the land, but I'll still there be waiting on him. He's going to turn around here and try to get the ship going the other way.
Hey, well, look here. If all of them at the track at the same time, Baldy, what you going to do? Put the hand, you going to put the name in the hand and draw out the one you want?
Yes, sir, buddy. Hey, you know what? You know, about 2 years when I cut my thumb off and what that little motherfucker drunk ass clown named Oscar.
Oscar.
I retired Oscar. I'm going to retire Dolomite. I'm going to retire Bobby Child. Walker Man gone high, and Lil Mo, I'ma slap him from one end of Georgia to the other end of Georgia. Since he claimed he can't get no race, Lil Mo, I'm looking for you, and I love you, Lil Mo.
Well, you, Baldy, Baldy on his medicine. He ain't cussing. He just telling y'all what he gonna do.
Cause you told me to take my medicine before I come on your show.
Baldy, I can't fault you. Well, you didn't put it out there. You didn't start a damn time either.
Yo.
Hey, Baldy, hold on a minute. Don't go nowhere, Baldy. I got Big Low.
What's up, homie?
Hey, this dog, man, you on the radio. You know, you on the radio, so don't talk. If you don't want to say it, let me know. I got something I got to run by you, man.
Go ahead.
Look here, Big Low, you're going to be down in Valdosta on the 6th, right?
Yeah.
Now, I done watch you every time you raise down there. If I'm anywhere close, I watch you. And I come to the conclusion that you run your best. At least I saw you run your best down in Valdosta. Do you run pretty good at Valdosta?
Do I run pretty good in Valdosta?
Yes, sir.
I run good in Valdosta.
Okay, I know you're supposed to be running the ruler, but my thing is, when that would have been a good time for you to call out the doggone gangster one more time, they hope you can go and get a good run inside him so you can stop getting your head beat in. I'm just asking you, what I'm trying to say is, I know why you keep running. You keep running because you ain't never made your best pass sliding. So until you do, you're gonna keep on till you get it done, right?
You know that for sure. You know I know something. I ain't dumb. You know what I'm saying? I ain't retarded, man. I should just keep trying somebody. You know what I'm saying?
But now if you get hit in the head, cop, you get retarded, don't you?
No, man. Listen, like I said, I could beat that cop, man. I know I could beat that cop, man. I just, you know. When I get my Rudolph off me, I'm all in. You know what I'm saying? We go all in down the track. Everybody see what's going on. All that oops and flukes thing, man.
We're not trying to stop no racing, not trying to tell no times and then. But which one you think the fastest, the ruler or the gangster boo? Which one you think the fastest?
The boo, man.
Oh, in other words, what if that ruler kick your ass?
If he kick my ass, he kick my ass.
But goddamn, Logan, you said you ain't no dummy. If the ruler kick your ass and you said a boo is faster than the ruler,
listen,
why
listen,
the hell
listen,
you keep fucking with that boo?
Listen, check me out. If my car do what it's supposed to do,
yes sir.
Ruler gonna see tail lights, man.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, look here. Can you get Big Hood to bring his shit up there too? I need to goddamn get me some seat time so I can fuck somebody up now then.
Oh, no, you the jockey?
Huh?
You the jockey?
Well, I don't know. He keep telling me I am. I don't know. He keep telling me I am. I just want to know, because if I get that bitch right, I'll take it from him and go down there and beat the shit out of Dream Team, then.
Well, you know, I gotta call my big homie and ask him what's up.
All right, Lo, I didn't mean to bother you, man. Going back to work, then. We love you, man. We finna get out of here anyway, so I love you, bro. All
right, bro.
Hey, where the dog?
Hold on. Say what now?
Hey, where the dog?
Yeah.
Hey, let me say something to you. I was going to keep it a secret, but you know me, I can't keep nothing secret. Guess what?
Where, Baldy?
Guess what? We did it, not anybody.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right, I'm going to let Lo get on out of here. Lo, you heard what Baldy said, didn't you?
We are coming out.
No, I am.
Baldy said he's building a G-body.
He said, bitch, come on.
If you know my brother, I don't let Lo try his best to do what he's going to do. I'm going to give Lo one more chance at Gangsta Boo, then I'm going to show him how to fuck Gangsta Boo up.
That's all I need is one more. If I don't beat him on the next one, I'm quit. I'm quit.
I will talk to you Sunday night at Van Alton. But we are definitely building a G-body because we're tired of them clowns want to pick on you and you ain't got no help. Boy, I'm right behind you.
Well, all right. That's why I like to stand up. Baldy, if y'all build a G-body and beat the games to boot, goddamn it, you ain't going to never walk crooked no more because I'm gonna lay down on the floor and be your other half of your leg.
Get, dog, we're going to whoop. I guarantee you, we're going to slaughter him and Tony and all the rest of them are going to go high.
Baldy, if you beat the Gangsta Boo this year, you'll be the baddest bitch in racing for the next 20 years. If you beat the Gangsta Boo this year.
We're going to beat him this year.
Dog,
we're going to beat him before September.
Ain't nobody going to beat that Gangsta Boo. Not no G-Body. Not no G-Body stock suspension on 29. Ain't nobody going to beat him.
We're going to beat him with a G-Body on 29.
All right, then, that means Florida have to stand up right now. Florida getting slapped the shit out of right now. Ain't nobody standing up but damn Big Low right now.
I'm going to tell you, my cap don't got bigger and better because it's me, Jack, and Jack Flash. We are coming at Gangsta Boo and Lil Mo.
Okay, all right. Let me let Low get on out there. I know he was working. All right, Low, I appreciate you coming on, man.
All right, be home.
All right. Okay, Baldy, go ahead on. Give me your Fallon, man. We're going to get out of here, Baldy.
Look, I like
what you're saying, Baldy. And you ain't saying it like you're trying to be funny. You saying it like you mean it.
I mean it, though. Look out, Lil Mo. Gangsta Boo. When you turn around, I'm going to slap you like a big watermelon head, and I'm going to take that stairwell from you.
Goddamn, Baldy, if you whoop them two... You the baddest bitch in the world. You fucking with two of the baddest motherfuckers in the world. If you beat them, Baldy, I ain't gonna never doubt nothing you said no more in my life.
You heard what I say, dog. You heard what I say.
I heard you, Baldy, but I goddamn sure don't believe you. I don't think nobody else on this phone believe you neither, Baldy.
You know what, dog? When you first met me, you thought I was a shank, but sure I would you.
Yeah? Yeah, but Joe, now, Baldy, I fucked you up too, though.
And everybody else thought I was a shyster until I went a whooping on the asses. So understand me, do not underestimate us. We are on our way. We was on the top, and we going to stay on the top.
Well, Baldy, let me ask you one more question, then I'm finna let you go, Baldy. I'm going to ask you one more question. Normally, when you get to be a bad motherfucker like you say you are, you normally go back and slap the shit out of the motherfucker that slapped the shit out of you. What about Shout Dog?
Shout Dog, August 4th, Shout Dog go MRI. August, I will whoop Shout Dog.
Okay. All right, Baldy. You didn't cover everybody out. You the baddest, Baldy. You the baddest motherfucker in the world.
I'm going to tell you something, dog. I lost three races with the green car. One of them, I got my money back, and you seen when I did the Katrina.
Yeah.
I think Father Child's
got something to say to you.
No.
Let me say something.
I
whooped your ass twice. What about that?
You bought me Bobby Charles. You whooped me twice. So go point on. Ride your little nut hole. You whooped me twice. Ride your little nut hole. When I come back with the black card, you didn't want to run me. When I come back with the green card, you don't want to run me. So keep riding them little. Keep swinging them little. Keep swinging, Bobby.
Don't get off your medicine, Baldy.
I know. He's trying to make me get off my medicine. He's trying to. But look at the thing to me. Salt Dog is the only one that agreed to run me back that I have not been. I guarantee you in August in Maryland, I'll beat Salt Dog.
All right. Okay, Bonnie, we can close it down. Anything else you want to say before we put it out there?
Listen, what the woman I put on Bonnie in 2 weeks.
With the whipping you put on Bonnie?
So I'll see you. I'll see all you gentlemen down the office. They want
okay,
to talk about.
All right. Appreciate it, Bonnie.
All right, dog.
All right. That's about it. Hey, Bobby, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a minute. Anybody got any final thoughts? Your mic, if you was already talking, your mic's still open. You got any final thoughts? We finna get the hell out of here, y'all. We didn't
have
any.
What's the man gonna beat the stew out of Bobby Wild, y'all?
you want to bet a little on the side?
That's Nicky Willie.
Speak up.
Yeah.
What you want to do?
So you want to put $100? I heard you had $100 with somebody. You want to bet $100?
Okay, that's good, that's 100 bet. Whatever y'all race this year, he's going to beat you.
Okay, that's fine.
Right.
I like that.
Okay, whatever it is. I mean, I'm not saying when it's going to be, but whenever y'all line up, Woo-Woo going to tear your ass up.
Okay. We call it Woo-Woo?
Woo-Woo. That's the driver, his son.
Oh, okay. When I get through it, he's going to be Woo-Wee. Well, that guy called Pete. That's what he's going to be.
Okay. Hey, nephew, you still on the phone, nephew? All right, staying gone. Okay. Did my boy, where my main man that tried to dog me out? Eazy-E. Where Eazy-E at? Eazy-E, you on the phone, Eazy-E. Eddie Robinson. All right, he must be gone. All right, Bobby. I know, Mike Hill over there working on his car. He's trying to get the karma car ready. I'd be glad when he kicks somebody's ass because he talks shit when he wins. Anyway, all right, Bobby, me and you then. Go ahead. Hold on. Tyke Man. Tyke Man left me too? Shit. Man, y'all don't love me no more. Damn it. Ever since Miss New York quit me, y'all don't talk to me. Hey, Miss New York. Anyway, hey, Bobby, go ahead and give me your final thoughts. You're going to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I hope everybody, like I say, once again, you know, we got some good races coming up in Texas and in Albany on the 19th. So, hey, if the road leads too far to Texas, they're a little bit shorter to Albany. So all I'm telling y'all, just come on out, let's have a good time, and I hope everybody be safe. And, dog, good show. So, and I just wish, I really, on a serious note, I just wish a lot of the animosities and stuff that we would leave it alone and stick to grudge racing and
you right, Bobby. Hold that thought, Bobby, because we got more callers, so you got to say that speech, and you took my speech, but just hold on. That's the only reason I cut you off. Hold on, let me get the rest of these other callers, because I always try to get everybody before I go, so hold on, Bobby.
Okay.
706-0482.
What's up, Willie? This is me, man.
I know it's you, motherfucker. Go on, give me your final thoughts before we go, bitch.
Oh, no, man. I was trying to tell you, man. The show's all right, and, I just, like I said, tell Mike, I enjoyed the, if he's still on the phone, I enjoyed the race this weekend. I appreciate everything. Appreciate the hospitality. I'm looking forward to, like you said, running Brian this show this weekend.
Okay, also, hold tight because Bobby Chow was just saying some good shit. I don't know if you heard him, but he was just saying some good stuff that we need to do. And all
okay.
That goes hand in hand. But just hold tight for Bobby's final thoughts. 404-2041, what's on your mind?
Oh, what's up, my brother? I was just calling that, you know, people still here listening. I still love you. But
who's still listening?
Me. I'm always going to listen to you. If everybody else hang up, I'm still going to be the last one on at the end. I might not say nothing, but just know your girl always here.
All right, Miss B. I appreciate it with your lying ass. I sure appreciate it. All right. No problem. That's Miss B, y'all. She good people. All right, go ahead, Bobby, go ahead and give us our final thoughts again, and Let's get the fuck out of here, Mike.
I was just saying, yeah, once again, you know, along the person stuff, I wish we would try to handle it before it come on the air because, see, I never know that, just like, I'm just using for example, I didn't know that Mike, Mississippi Joe and Mike had a little dispute. See, I mean, you know, I mean, now, not only I know, not everybody know about this. So, you know, some of this stuff could be handled behind the scene and could be squished before it, you know, it's just like a match. If you put it out there in some dry grass, it's going to grow and get bigger. But if you stump it out before it, you know, put it out before, then it won't. So all I'm saying is, long, I wish we just leave it alone and leave it home. And my final thought, dog, is don't worry about the mule being blind. Just load the wagon and pull the line.
Okay. So in other words, Bobby, you saying, when I fall, he lifts me up. When I fail, he forgives. When I'm lost, he is the way. When I'm afraid, he is my courage. Thank you, Jesus. All right. With that being said, we glad all y'all tuning in today. We know we don't have much to talk about, so we just try to make some stuff talk about just to get along. But every now and then, if one something gets something out of it, it's better than nothing. So until next week, we'll holler at you then. Don't forget to tune in for Wild Man Show. Oh, that's another thing. Wild Man was at the track the other day. His health is coming along pretty good. He was a little weak, but he's still trying to get back into it. So, y'all pray for Wild Man and hope he get to have a speedy recovery and get back to his old self there. We had a long talk out there at the track, and we kind of missed the old boy. So tune in to Wild Man Show tomorrow. He still might not be on it tomorrow, but it should be tomorrow at 6 o'clock, and then Thursday we'll see Pro Stock Joe. And until then, we'll see y'all when we see you. Have a good night, everybody.
Hey, dog.
Go ahead, brother. What's up?
Tell whoever it is that's doing Wild Man Show to get their sorry butt on at 6 o'clock and stop waiting until 6:30 because a lot of people get on around 6:15 and the show's not on yet, so they think it's not on. So
That's a good point there, Willie. But I can't tell nobody else what to do with their show, but they should be, if it's on at 6 o'clock, it should be on at 6 o'clock and not 7:23. Point well taken there, sweet Willie.
Maybe can't see a game.
Big Willie.
That's cool.
I just said naked Willie. But you're right about that, though, because if you come in at, like I said, 7:10 or 7:15, if you get on and you don't hear nothing but the music, you think they're not going to come on. And if they are going to be late, they should try to at least put some out on the Internet to let us know they're going to be late. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Thank you very much.
All right, good point. Anybody got anything else? Anybody, Mike, was over, just holler. I'm finna close it down if you don't holler. And thank you, Bobby Charles, for coming on for this long. It's about the first time you did it, but thank you. Miss B, glad you're looking out for me. EZ, you know the deal. We love everybody, man. And nobody got nothing, I'm finna close that out. Bye, y'all.
Good night.
Bye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.